Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Are we recording? Okay, cool. Cool. Hey guys, so this is the first segment where we are actually on video. Hey! Welcome to the Shells Brand Podcast. Today is a first for a lot of things. I'm first being late, I think. Yeah, I think I was on time last week. I'm first being late to my every Tuesday drop, and I do apologize for anyone who was waiting and anticipating that. We're still growing this, so please be patient with me. But thank you. Thank you for each and every one of your views and listens, clicks on whatever platform you listen to this on. Thank you. Sincerely. Before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know a couple of things. This has been a week, guys. I attempted to record and upload this quite a few times. And this is a temporary setup because I'm supposed to be setting up my studio for this. And yeah, everything that could fail at one time did. So I'm glad to be here though. We made it, right? Rather late or not, we're here. And so the second thing that I want to let you know is I don't have a title for this episode today. I have kind of an outline, but I don't really have a title for it. So when I post this, it'll likely have a title. But for right now, we're just going into it, sharing some things that I was able to write out this week, but also things from my heart because, yeah, I mean, we're having transparent conversations, right? Don't forget to email me. You know, to give feedback to the podcast. You can also do that on YouTube, but if something stuck out to you in an episode or something you want to further discuss, the.shells.brand@gmail.com is where you can reach out and chat with me. Also on social media at TikTok and YouTube, also Instagram, the Shells Brand, and that's CHELLEZ. So thank you very much again for all of your support. Okay, so with mentioning that it's been a week of getting into this and successfully recording and uploading this, I want to say our last episode spoke about wounds, covering wounds. That's what I touched on. And I remember, even in the process of still healing, because not perfect by any means, but I recall moments of really knowing that I was being resistant to my healing process and covering my wounds because I was clinging to them, okay? And I was trying to make sure that I did enough to, you know, be like, okay, there's progress, but I'm not completely letting go of things that are hindering me to get to where I need to get to, right? And to be really blunt and honest, those things consisted of really bad habits, and distractions of being lazy, times of, I'm waking up, I'm rolling up, I'm waking up, there's, alcohol from the night before. All right, that's my morning shot. Like that type of, I don't want to face what I have to face without some type of confidence or mellow to start my day. And I should have been starting with prayer. I should have been submitting and reaching for my Bible. I should have been praying for guidance and assistance in how to approach this process. But I mean, it was comfortable, to be quite honest. And it was familiar. And when I tell you familiar things will get you in trouble, yeah. So being honest with yourself is really, really detrimental at times to get you out of some places. So, and I want to say that I still believe that it's wild to me how much God loves me. And in that time, extremely, when I felt like I was alone and nobody understood and I didn't want to think about it, talk about it, process it, but it showed very much through my everyday. It still makes me so grateful and emotional, because when God put that mirror to my face, and we were talking physically and him showing me like, no, this is you. Embarrassing. Okay. But he loved me enough to preserve me and to renew me and rebuild me. Right. And when we talk about renewing, the renewing of my mind, because baby was out of here. You want to talk about some therapy notes? Okay. No, but seriously, it's brain surgery. And when God laid me out on the table, so to speak, I got up with my memory, because with drinking so much, you know, that affects your memory over time. And I was hitting it hard from like 21 to, you know, yeah, for some years, double digits. And so that wears and tears on the body. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely wanted to acknowledge that God is transforming and daily renewing my mind. With that being said, to include mental health. And I'm not, you know, I'm an advocate for mental health. Like, if you need to be in that room weekly, do what you need to do, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever that looks like for you, in addition to having your relationship with God and being like, yeah, I need this, support it. If medication is something that is, you know, absolutely understandable. And so with knowing, okay, these things can go hand in hand. Okay, cool. But when I wasn't taking meds and I was into all of these different things, pacifying, it really became, it became a different experience of seeing myself. Because even sometimes with medications, it's just like, I don't want to take these because I'm loopy, or I feel stuck, or I don't feel present, whatever the case. So I put my trust in God, in addition to knowing what resources I had available to me, and coming back to self has been beautiful. To be able to say that I'm living my day to day, without having to, you know, take a prescription, and keeping my therapist on standby, like, hey, when I need you, I'm going to call you. So it can all be helpful. It can all be what it needs to be for you. But first comes honesty of what you need. Okay, I feel like I've hit on that enough. But yeah, I really am appreciative for God preserving me and guiding me even to this point daily. Because there's still things that I'm learning and coming to know about myself and changing about myself. That's major, because I had to change a lot of things, like spaces I was a part of, groups I was a part of, activities, and hobbies that were my day to day, and had to almost isolate. And because isolation had not always been in solitude, had not always been utilized in the form that I should have used it, I was nervous. Like, I know you're doing your big one, but I know how I get when I get idle. I know how I get when, you know, distractions be heavy. So I have to continue to pray for him to keep my mind and keep me daily and cover me, right? So, but yeah, no, a renewal and a reset, I think is needed for a large part of hurting and healing adults, whose inner child, just wants to be cared for. Like, I have playful parts in me that come out in moments where I'm just like, I don't want to be this goofy, but this is what I need today. So yeah. And, I think that's a large part of why I enjoy, ministry with the children, because it's just like, yeah, like we can be big and proud and, you know, yeah. Sometimes, all the parts of you that matter, Anyway, but yeah, sorry, I got stuck there, guys. But all parts of you matter, and it starts with the mind and settles in the heart. So whatever men think it of himself, so is he. You know, yes, very much that. So the renewal of the mind is important. But with that, I want to cut away to, I know y'all see the Shales Brand gear I have on. That's coming soon. I'm setting up my store, all the process for everything. So you'll soon be able to click in all of my social media and, you know, see what gear we have. So, yeah. But in some instances, you got to exhibit faith that goes against every natural desire in your body. So to bring it back to the gear, discipline every member. I'll show you guys after. But discipline every member, like train yourself to become, even when you feel that you're nowhere close to even being worthy or close or attainable to your goals, like keep going. Do not quit. Because you can't allow things in the past to determine whether or not you make it to your next level. And a lot of times I didn't know, still don't know when, how God's going to do something. And that's where my faith kicks in over time. Sometimes I'm like, all right, bro, what are we doing? Cause I'm ready to go do it myself. But then I know that it's not going to play out the way that it needs to when I put flesh into it, right? When I put my own desires and, all of that. So, yeah, know who has you, know who has your back, all of that. I have my notes here, guys, so if I keep looking away and, yeah, it's trying to stay on track here. But, yeah, but I wanted to end this on, as we're all on a journey, our own personal journeys, sometimes I feel like I'm being led down a road that isn't always flowers and beautiful nature sounds. Sometimes it's wolves on the track, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm on a journey back to self, on a journey back home, right? And with that, every day, pieces that need work, but whether that be physically, because I need to get in the gym, or mentally, or emotionally, the work that needs to be done, we're going to do it. And it takes day-to-day dedication, consistency, and discipline. All right. Oh. Okay. So next up is our social hour. This part of the show, I really just want to share something that I did during the week, and so this week I was playing Candy Crush. Okay, I downloaded the app back on my phone because when I get, you know, idle and all these different things, I'm bound to have distractions, and that doesn't always have to be a bad thing, but I wanted to keep it, you know, keep it light. So I'm like, okay, I'll download Candy Crush for moments that I just need a moment. So I don't know the last time I played Candy Crush, because it might have been like 2014-15. Okay, it's been a while. So I'm like, I don't know if I still have it. So I got on a winning streak, right? And we're about to have a churchy moment, so bear with me. I got on a winning streak, and I was making moves and focused on one thing. And meanwhile, some bonus candies, right? They're blowing up and they're winning the game for me. And I have a little, maybe like one or two moves left, and I have to get this last little thing. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I was paying attention, if I'm going to be able to get it. And then a win out of nowhere, because I hit the candy, everything burst. Ooh, I win the game, right? Okay, cool. So that's how my year is gone. A win after win. God making moves when I'm unaware of maybe what's happening around me, or if this move is going to work, or if I do this, if that's going to prosper. God said, I got you. And working as a team, like hand in hand with God, like it's been so rewarding humbling still. Okay. So I'm grateful to not be out here on my own and to know that I have a backing and that the winds are going to come. And you know, it always feels good when you get that win out of nowhere. It's good. But yeah, so hard work, consistency, and not even out of nowhere. Like when you've been doing the work and you're like, nah, it's going to pay off after a while. It's going to pay off after a while. And it pays off more than you could have ever imagined. Yeah. So that was it for me today. I didn't really want to keep you guys too long, but I hope to build this thing and for it to be great and to become something that is beneficial to a lot of people. I really just want to provide insights and some things that I've experienced, and I'm sure to reach the people that it needs to reach. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your time, for every follow, every click, every purchase. Yeah. So also, if you would like to input some orders with me personally, you can also do that at my email, the.shells.brand@gmail.com. And so don't forget to follow me on all social media at The Shells Brand. And before I go, I'm going to get up and show you guys the back of the shirt. Hopefully you can see it, but thank you guys. I appreciate it. I love you. See you next week. Shells Brand.